Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Heads up, Richies. In today's episode, we mention acts of violence. Please be advised.
So, Michaela, are you into award shows? Do you watch them regularly? How do you feel?
I feel about award shows like I don't care at all about them because it's a big pat on the back unless I'm getting the award.
Yeah.
And then it's the coolest thing in the world.
I mean, I'm going to have to hard agree with that.
The Gracie winner says.
Gracie and Ambie, let's get it straight.
Yes, right. Sorry.
And I think a lot of people agree with you because at this year's Oscars back in March, they had their second lowest ratings ever.
But at least they put up a good fight.
Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah, because about 16 million people got to hear this moment between comedian Chris Rock and actor Will Smith.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? Here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Oh, yes. The slap. Felt and heard around the world, really. I mean, it was truly all anybody could talk about after the show.
Everyone was talking about it, but Will. Mm-hmm. And now he's finally speaking out about it.
Oh, and we have our thoughts. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Michaela Myers, filling in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, August 1st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so we all remember the Academy Awards back in March. Most of the world watched as Will Smith slapped Chris Rock in the face.
Yep.
This was, of course, during the ceremony after Chris made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's shaved head. Now, Jada has been very open about her journey with alopecia, and Will was really not having it. He didn't like his wife being the butt of a joke. And in the 4 months since that happened, Will has been very quiet about the slap until Friday. Will finally broke his silence, and he posted a 6-minute video apologizing on his YouTube channel.
Yeah, so the video was titled, It's Been a Minute, dot, dot, dot. And it already has over 3 million views.
Yeah.
In the video, Will sitting in this chair in this like really well-decorated room, and he speaks into a mic. He answers questions, probably are on some kind of monitor off camera because he's reading them.
Yeah, yeah.
And as the video starts, this screen reads, over the last few months, I've been doing a lot of thinking and personal work. You asked a lot of fair questions that I wanted to take some time to answer. Then Will reads the question, why didn't you apologize to Chris in your acceptance speech? And he says he was fogged out and then says, it's all fuzzy. Then he does say that he tried talking to Chris directly.
I've reached out to Chris and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk. And when he is, he will reach out. So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk.
So, I mean, this makes sense, obviously. Like, Chris can decide to talk to him whenever he deems it necessary. I like that he reached out to Chris privately also and didn't just post this public apology beforehand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts on Chris.
Oh, on Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do, because he says he's not ready to talk to Will yet, and that's fine. That is, like I said, he can do that whenever he pleases. But he keeps making kind of like these little passive-aggressive comments during his sets.
Yeah.
Which I find interesting because if you don't want to talk about it, just don't talk about it. Like,
right.
Just a couple hours after Will posted this video, Chris was doing stand-up in Atlanta. You know, he's on that tour, the Ego Death World Tour. And he didn't like directly address the apology, but he still did share some feelings about Slapgate.
Yeah, he said, like during his set, he said, everyone's trying to be a victim, although he had a little more colorful language than that. And said, if everyone claims to be a victim, then nobody will hear the real victims. Even me getting smacked by Suge Smith. I went to work the next day. I got kids. And for anyone who doesn't know, Suge Smith is a reference to Marion Suge Knight. He is really notorious for being a criminal, essentially.
Essentially.
Yeah, he was the CEO of Death Row Records, and he's currently serving a 28-year prison sentence for voluntary manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And at another point during his set, Chris said, anyone who says words hurt has never been punched in the face.
And, like, these are the comments where I'm like, Chris could have just not said anything and continued to be the quote-unquote good guy, you know, in this situation. But he's got to make these little comments like Suge Smith and, like, I mean, like, Suge Knight killed someone.
Right.
That's not really a fair comparison. And I also think that saying anyone who says words hurt has never been punched in the face is kind of like a dangerous narrative because they're two completely different things.
That's an interesting point.
Words do matter and they still matter. And it's okay to acknowledge that getting punched in the face is never okay. I don't agree. Like, Will should not have slapped him in the face.
Yeah.
But, like, both can be true.
That's a really interesting point. I didn't think of it like that, thinking, of course, words matter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's valid to say that, you know, words do hold a lot of weight and they can do a lot of damage for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, even though Chris hasn't been in a huge rush to talk about the slap, his mom, Rosalie Rock, was very quick to talk about it. This is like moms truly just don't care.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like, I'm not famous. I'll say whatever the hell I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
And back in April, she did an interview with South Carolina's WIS News. And she said, when he slapped Chris, he slapped all of us. He really slapped me.
Those are some strong words. I guess I'm not a mother, so I don't know.
Sure.
You know, I guess that's her take on it. It's your child, even though he's an adult.
I'm not a mother, but I have one. And I can imagine if I got slapped in the face on live TV, my mom would have some words.
Oh, yeah. So, my mom would too. She definitely would. Will obviously was affected by this moment.
Yes.
And in his YouTube video, he took a moment to apologize directly to Chris's mom.
I want to apologize to Chris's mother. I saw an interview that Chris's mother did. And you know, that was one of the things about that moment. I just didn't realize, you know, I wasn't thinking, but how many people got hurt in that moment.
Good on him for doing this. I think when it comes to moms, like, or parents in general, I don't know, people just seem to take it more seriously.
I thought that this part was more sincere than his apology to Chris, which I feel like is, I don't know, there is a thing about like putting it in the context of a mom when you think, oh, well, your mom was affected. I can't do any disrespect to your mom.
Right.
That's a line he cannot cross.
Right.
I don't know. It just felt so much more sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like this part, Will seemed almost like a little boy himself and being like, I can't believe I did that.
And he didn't just apologize to Chris and Chris's family. He did apologize to his own family. He actually singled out Jada and he said, I'm sorry, babe. And he also clarified that she had nothing to do with it because one of the questions was like, you know, we saw Jada roll her eyes. Did she say something to you? Did that impact your choice? And he made it clear that, you know, it didn't. He said, I made a choice on my own from my own experiences, from my history with Chris, which I'm actually curious what he means by that. He did not elaborate.
Right. Will also says he was sorry for the heat that he brought onto Jada and his kids. Mm-hmm. And then he quickly just moved on into an apology to his fellow nominees at the Oscars.
Yes.
This is my favorite part of the video. In referring to the Academy, he called them a community. Mm-hmm. And he also pointed out, you know, he won because they voted for him and said, it really breaks my heart to have stolen and tarnished your moment. And then he specifically talks about Questlove, who won Best Documentary for Summer of Soul. And this moment, the slap happened right before this.
Yeah.
So Questlove took the stage right afterwards. And he says, like Will on the video says, you know, he could still see Questlove's eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, I'm sorry, really isn't sufficient. Okay, now this part of the video seemed like this was the most sincere part of the video. Like I felt like he was almost, personally, I felt like he was almost begging the Academy for forgiveness.
Oh.
To me, this is like the problem with the industry. I'm like,
that's a circle jerk.
Yes. He was like, I just want you all to like me again. You guys took me into your club and like, please don't let me leave the club. I want to stay in the club. Like, that's how it felt to me.
Yeah.
And I think that, I was just like, yikes. The whole thing, like any possibility of it being authentic to me was lost there.
Yeah.
Since that was so authentic. Like the rest felt so kind of forced and a little bit like he was just going through the motions. And I'm like, I thought, well, you know, maybe he's nervous or whatever. But then he gets to that part and is so authentic. And I'm like, okay, I guess not. You just didn't really feel it before.
Yeah. Well, here's something really interesting. We're currently doing Will Smith on Even the Rich. It's going to start tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Available wherever you get your podcasts. And Will said in this video, he's like, disappointing people is my central trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really interesting to me because we talk a lot about this on Even the Rich and how nothing was good enough for his dad.
Mm.
And how that's always been his driving force is like not disappointing people. So I was like, this seems sincere to me because of all I know about him in his past now after doing the season of Even the Rich. So that kind of stuck out to me and it felt like sincere.
And he did talk about that a little bit later, you know, not wanting to disappoint his audience.
Right.
Yeah. Like you said, that was his trauma.
Yeah.
Like he didn't want to disappoint his fans. Like I could tell that was probably really, really hard for him. So yeah, that's interesting.
And so like, obviously everyone has their opinion. Like everybody and their brother has an opinion. And some licensed professionals have now weighed in with their thoughts on his apology. So Georgia Dow, who is a psychotherapist and licensed family therapist, took a look at Will's apology. And she actually praised him for owning up to his behavior and not making excuses for the slap.
Right. But she did say she doesn't love the delivery of his apology, which is something her and I agree on. She says, it's robotic, it's practiced, I don't feel any emotions coming through. Mm-hmm. Although she admits, like, this could be a defense mechanism for Will.
Sure, yeah.
But she does say that she feels like this delivery kind of takes away from how genuine the apology seems.
Mm-hmm.
Although she does note that the apology to Chris's mother seemed more heartfelt.
Yeah, you and Georgia have that in common.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, she basically says, you know, she feels like ultimately this whole thing is a PR move.
Yeah, which a lot of the comments on YouTube seem to agree with.
Yeah.
And someone else who agrees with that is Jesus Enrique Rosas, who calls himself the body language guy. He also made a video about Will's apology, and he's basically not buying it at all.
No. Jesus starts the video off super strong. I love this. He goes, if you have any doubts that Will Smith was a narcissist, well, he just cleared that up in his non-apology to Chris Rock. He says that Will wasn't assuming any responsibility for the slap by saying he was fogged out during the speech, which he says at the beginning of the video. Mm-hmm. And he says Will was just making excuses. He also says that this is a tactic used by narcissists to make sure to change your perception of what happened. And he kind of goes into that. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's like a very different opinion than Georgia.
Yes.
Like, she's like, he's not making excuses. And Jesus is like, all he's doing is making excuses. It's like, okay, now I'm just more confused.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, the internet doesn't forget. And the internet's very quick to hold grudges.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have conflicted thoughts on it because I do like that he apologized. I don't necessarily care that he waited as long as he did, because if he would have done it right after, people would have been like, well, you're just apologizing because everyone's talking about it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I feel like there's no win for him at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
No matter when. You know, I think they were both wrong in different ways. I obviously don't. The second you take it to a physical level, you're immediately the bad guy. You immediately.
Right.
It doesn't matter what Chris said at that point.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think they're both wrong. And, you know, it's not really our job to forgive him. You know, it's Chris's job to forgive him. It's Will's job to forgive Chris. So
does this change for you personally, like your perception of Will? And does the apology like matter to you?
At first, when it first happened, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Like something's obviously going on with Will.
Yeah.
But I do also have 4 episodes of Even the Rich in the back of my head, knowing Will's past and all the stuff he's gone through. And I don't excuse what he did at all.
Right.
And I don't agree he should have slapped anyone. But I like Will. I think he's a good guy deep down. I think he's going through some stuff. I think he's always been going through some stuff. And, you know, I'm glad he apologized. And it's, you know, people are going to think it's bullshit, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
None of us know if he's sincere or not, really. So.
Right.
I don't know. I still think maybe he'll go on to have an okay career. Like, what do you think?
I think this Oscar winner will do okay.
Yeah, you know.
Somehow.
I mean, at least you got that Oscar in beforehand, you know? Now it's
right.
Like, well,
somehow his millions of dollars and his Oscar will somehow make it okay.
I think it's just going to take time. I think it's going to take a lot of time for people to warm up to him again.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, tomorrow our Will Smith season comes out on Even the Rich. I'm sure many of you listen to it. You probably found this show because of it. So you can hear the first episode. It's called Will Smith, Fresh Prince to Fallen King. And like I said, we're going to take it all the way back to the beginning. You're going to learn about the reason Will is Will.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everybody really enjoys it. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Michaela Myers, filling in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.